You are listening to the music of Jessica Gray Swing. Jessica was studying at Stanford University when she called her mother with the surprising news. Her mother, Jennifer Schneider, is a doctor living in Tucson, Arizona.
She called and she said that she had decided to be an egg donor. And what did I think about it? She had read, there were ads all over campus, which there still are. What I remember specifically is that I said to her, you don't have to do this for the money. She wanted to do it to exert her independence. And I said, it's fine with me. The only thing is I'm concerned is it safe?
Jessica was the ideal egg donor. Tall, beautiful, healthy, multi-talented. After donating eggs the first time, egg brokers encouraged her to do it again, offering her more than twice the money. She had donated her eggs a total of three times when Jennifer received a phone call. This time, the call came not from Jessica, but from a fellow doctor.
It's interesting that he called me rather than calling her. He called me to tell me that he just got the results of the CAT scan. And the CAT scan showed she had cancer all over her abdomen. And he didn't know how to tell her. He just didn't know how to. That's why he called me. He knew I was a doctor. He didn't want to just call her up and tell her. Because he knew what it meant, just like I did, which is she was going to die.
In 2003, Jessica Gray Swing died of colon cancer. DNA testing later showed that she had no genetic predisposition to the disease. Jennifer also learned of another young egg donor who had died from the same kind of cancer. Studies she read also seemed to confirm her suspicion that a link between the hormones egg donors use and cancer may exist.
We know that taking female hormones causes a somewhat increased risk of breast cancer. This has already been shown. But the question is, does it affect the colon? The studies show that, in fact, estrogen does stimulate colon cancer cells to divide and grow.
But Jennifer can't be sure her daughter's use of hormones had anything to do with the colon cancer. That's because no one has ever studied the long-term effects of egg donation, and it's the reason Jennifer is pushing for a new congressional bill.
I want the bill to include a mandatory national egg donor registry, because if you keep track of the egg donors, that provides the possibility of doing follow-up studies. Right now, the reason there are no follow-up studies of long-term effects of egg donors is nobody knows who they are.
Jennifer isn't the sole supporter of the bill, but has traveled to Washington with a fellow advocate.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Jennifer Lal, the National Director of the Center for Bioethics and Culture.
So far, the proposed bill has gone before Congress three times. The last congressional briefing was held in March of this year.
Both Jennifer Schneider and I serve on the directors of an organization called Every Woman First, which 2 years ago now on International Women's Day launched an international campaign called Hands Off Our Ovaries. The egg donor is not seen as a patient. She is a commodity.
Hands Off Our Ovaries calls for a moratorium on egg extraction until doctors have sufficiently researched the possible side effects. The campaign has garnered close to 500 signatories from all over the world. Eliron Moore, a fertility doctor at the Center for Fertility and Gynecology in Los Angeles, says he thinks the bill is a good idea.
That would be a wonderful way of prospectively studying the outcome of egg donation. I would admit that our knowledge is somewhat limited about the long-term effects.
In addition to advocating for an egg donor registry, Jennifer continues to see patients. On quiet days, Jennifer will sometimes climb the stairs of her southwestern home to enter the room she's dedicated to her daughter.
It's too painful 4 years later, but anyway, this is the room that I made for her, pictures of her when she's older, when she's younger. I've got butterflies in all forms here, on the ceiling, on there, on the windows there, in a picture. This is a painting I found, and it shows a woman who's also a butterfly, and she's going up like to heaven.
For Annenberg Radio News, this is Lily Fowler reporting.